Today, a comprehensive snapshot, another one of Aboriginal disadvantage, showing improvements in some key areas, to be sure. The study by the Productivity Commission shows progress has been made in infant mortality rates and life expectancy. There's also higher home ownership rates and less reliance on welfare. But the rates of self-harm and Aboriginal imprisonment have increased dramatically and disturbingly. Mick Gooda is the Social Justice Commissioner for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders. Mick Gooda, welcome back to Breakfast.
Thanks, Fran.
Mick Gooda, what's your main reaction to this report? I'm sure you are heartened that some progress is being made in things like life expectancy and mortality rates.
Oh, absolutely, and I think we're now seeing the benefits of that large investment made about 5 or 6 years ago, $1.6 billion in Indigenous health. And we always knew it would take some time before we started seeing the benefits, and we're starting to see the benefits. Things like infant mortality rates and birth weights of babies are going in the right direction, and they're really important building blocks for the future health of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. You know, we're told by the experts, for instance, birth weights of babies are the biggest indicator where our people will end up in the health system later in life. So they're heading in the right direction. Again, one of the building blocks I see really important, with not quite heading in the right direction, that's literacy and numeracy rates amongst our mob. They're very important building blocks for quality of life.
There is an improvement in Year 12 attainment and post-secondary education. That's good.
Oh, that's just amazing, the change that we've seen in there. And like I say, this is an indication of overall quality of life improving. Things like you're seeing, like you mentioned, increase in home ownership. Again, they're very important to people's quality of life, and how we know the outcomes for people who live in homes they own, different for people who rent. That increase in home ownership is again one of those building blocks.
And all shows there is a slow change in as you say, the sort of the quality of life or the bedrock of people's lives. But there are other alarming findings here, and particularly if I can go to the 48% rise in hospitalisation for self-harm in the 9 years from 2004 to 2012-13. Is this a rise in number of Indigenous Australians trying to kill themselves, Mick, in your view, suicide or something else going on here?
Oh, look, that's a massive rise, and I think it's got to be looked at. You know, we've done work in the Commission around, I know Megan Mitchell's doing stuff around self-harm with kids generally. It could be an increase in reporting methodologies, for instance. We found Megan's finding that with her look at this sort of stuff, so it could be down to that, but an increase that large is just so phenomenal. It just points us in the direction of where we've got to go. And when you look at the other increase, and it's the problems around mental health, you know, one leads to the other. And while some of our people at one end are doing really fine, like we mentioned, we can't lose track of the people not doing so well. And here's a conundrum for government. Where do we actually go with the effort now? I don't think you can reduce the effort in, say, childhood mortality and birth weights, for instance. But we've got to find a way of increasing the services and outcomes for people suffering those mental health issues, leading to what we're seeing, that great spike in hospitalisations for self-harm and suicide.
It's 3 to 8 on Breakfast. Mick Gooda is the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Social Justice Commissioner, talking about a Productivity Commission report, a 600-page report looking at health and well-being of Indigenous Australians, released today. Some of the indicators are up and positive gains have been made as a result of the ongoing Closing the Gap strategy. But Mick Gooda, what about, there's one indicator that seems to be intractable. In fact, it's getting worse again, and that's the incarceration rates. The rates of Indigenous Australians, juveniles and adults coming in contact with the criminal justice system. Jailing rates increased 57% between 2000 and 2013. And that's despite a lot of focus on this issue, a lot of training with police, and, you know, this, you'd think it should be going the other way.
Oh, you would think so. And in amongst those, we don't see, I haven't had a look in closely at this report, but we actually know the increasing rate of Indigenous women being imprisoned is just phenomenal. You know, it's one of the biggest spikes we're seeing. And we're working constantly on trying to find out the reasons behind that. Why are so many of our women now going to prison? So this, you know, I've said in the past, you know, it's nearly 23 years ago since the Royal Commission into Aboriginal Deaths and Custody handed its report, and by this measure, it's been an abject failure. I'm calling on government in my report this year that'll be tabled next Monday in Parliament to go back to their election promise to have an incarceration target in here. If we don't have a target like this Productivity Commission report, and I've got to congratulate the Commission on the production of this report, actually with targets you start to focus your effort and you know, I cannot for the life of me see why the government won't come to grips with this target on Indigenous rights of imprisonment.
And it's also equally as frustrating about why we can't make an impact. As you say, setting the target might help. Something's got to change it, all this money and all this effort. It's the same question that we're going to be considering a little later in the program when we speak to David Cole and Dr. Rex Jupananka-Granitz about youth suicide. So many millions and millions and millions of dollars going into this area, but things to be going backwards. Mick Gooder, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Fran.
Mick Gooder is the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Social Justice Commission, and the Productivity Commission report has been released. It's the 2014 Overcoming Indigenous Disadvantage Study. It'll be released a little later today, actually.